heard recently on the news here in Radio Kerry that Skellig 618 Distillery in Carstaveen won the top award in a worldwide competition. Its distillery tour was awarded double gold, the highest honour, in the International Spirits Challenge Awards 2022. And this is despite the tour only beginning during the height of COVID in the summer of 2020. And for those of you who aren't aware of the Skellig 618 Distillery, it's based in a former textile factory in Carstaveen, and the business takes its name from the 618 steps on the nearby UNESCO World Heritage Site, Skellig Michael. Well, visitor experience manager Norma O'Shea is the woman behind the award-winning distillery tour at Skellig 618 Distillery in Carstaveen, and she joins me now. Norma, good evening. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Mary. Lovely to be on.
So congratulations to you all in Skellig 618. Your distillery tour was awarded double gold, the highest honour in the International Spirits Challenge Awards 2022. Norma, you're in charge of the tour, so it must have been a very proud moment for you.
Yes, absolutely, Mary. We're all very proud. To be honest, it's been a team effort in all we do at Skellig 618. Nobody has just the one job. So everyone had an input into the development of the tours. It's a great endorsement, and to be winning with such big established brands as well. We've written on the neck of every bottle of our gin, Ní Nach Go Cur Le Chéile. And it's so true. We want to be a world-class visitor experience, but to make sure that we do it in our own way, I guess in our South Kerry way. It was a great leap of faith to change careers completely for me 3 years ago when our CEO asked me to join the team. And I know from people coming in to do the distillery tour and into the shop that they really enjoy it. And I'm very proud and a bit relieved, to be honest. Tourism is a great industry. No 2 days are the same. And the industry people are so welcoming and they're world class. We all wear the green and gold jersey, and I've just learned so much. And I'm delighted to have a great career in a global business and winning international awards against tough opposition has been fantastic. And living here in Carstaveen, it's great.
You mentioned that career change there. Your own background had been in childcare, is that right?
Yes, that's right, Mary. Believe it or not, yes, my background is childcare. I was self-employed for 19 years where I owned my own full daycare creche in Carstaveen town. I've always lived and worked in South Kerry all my life. And in June 2019, as I say, I joined the team at Skellig 618 as the visitor experience manager. And it's been a fantastic 3 years. I've loved every minute of it. Every day is different and every day I'm learning something new. So it's been great.
Mm-hmm. And as we said, you're running the tours there, and that award, you were up against such stiff competition, as you said, Diageo Australia's Bundaberg Rum Distillery Visitor Experience and the Heaven Hill Bourbon Experience in the USA. Both of them won gold for a distillery tour in these International Spirits Challenge Awards 2022. But as we mentioned, Skellig 618 won double gold, so an even higher standard. So it must be amazing that, you know, a Kerry distillery has beaten such international competition, especially as the tours only began in the summer of 2020, you know, in the middle of COVID. So, you know, what do you think gives the Skellig 618 Distillery Tour the edge over maybe these other ones?
We're so lucky here in Carstaveen, Mary, and on the Skellig coast to have such great history and interesting people that can tell great stories. Our home here in Carstaveen is central to all we do, and we like to talk about it, and the people like to hear those stories. Of course, the distillery itself, it's quite technical, I guess, but people like the simplicity of somebody telling them an interesting story and just really having a bit of crack, I guess, and learning something in just plain simple English. Our tour guides are all local to the area and are real people, led by Andy O'Connell, Caroline Murphy, Frank Shukro, and also now our latest addition to the team is Tony White. And of course, our distiller, Sean Forn, often puts his head around the still as well during these tours. And people just love the interaction with the locals and just that local knowledge as well.
And as you mentioned, you first opened during COVID, you know, in 2020. Tell us about how you devised a tour then that would be safe and would work for both the visitors and yourselves, the staff there.
Yes, Mary, that's right. We were getting ready to launch in summer 2020. So all those plans were turned on their heads. But, you know, we were just determined to be ready if things opened up. And we were ready, but we literally had to go back to the drawing board. All right, for sure. We had to think harder due to COVID, and the tour is all the better for it, I guess, really. Like, we had to think about one-way traffic. So we had to change the tasting room to where the shop was to be. So just that really the flow worked better for the visitor. We needed the space for the visitors and to keep our own team safe as well. So we didn't want any crossover of people. So that really changed how we delivered the tour. And of course, as well, nobody could touch anything like the grains or botanicals, which would be very common on a regular distillery tour. So we had to come up with a way to explain how our Skellig 618 gin is made. And our way is quite complicated to make sure we get that unique taste. So therefore, we came up with the idea of our apothecary corner, where we can explain how complex our Skellig 618 gin is made, but it has to be in a way that is engaging as well. And a bit of theatre, I guess, and just a lovely experience. We forage to find local botanicals to put in the gin recipe. So when we were starting out, we planted some of these around the distillery outside so people can see the birch trees and the Douglas fir growing outside of the distillery, and they're coming along really nicely.
And will you tell us about the tour then? As you know, what exactly does it involve? I know you mentioned the local guides and the local knowledge and Sean to the distiller popping in at times, but I suppose talk to us about the tour, you know, for somebody who is taking it. What will happen on it?
Yeah, so as part of the tour, Mary, the visitor will discover how Skellig 618 is crafted as a premium artisan Irish gin using wild botanicals local to the region and the Skellig coastline. And they also get to learn how Skellig 618 has been inspired by the UNESCO World Heritage Site Skellig Michael. So it gets its name from the number of steps on Skellig Michael up to the monastery, which is the 618 steps. The visitors also get to hear the story of Skellig 618 within an immersive audiovisual experience. And they learn about the journey of discovery taken to create our own gin. They also get to hear about the future plans for Skellig 618 single pot still Irish whiskey and the history of the Irish whiskey industry. And as I spoke about already, Mary, our apothecary corner is probably one of the most popular things, I suppose, besides the tasting, obviously. But the apothecary corner, visitors are introduced to an array of botanicals, some which are used in the gin and some which have been foraged just for experimentation. And the visitors get to touch and smell these botanicals. So it's a very interactive part of the tour. And they also learn that these such botanicals are the basis for the flavour in our gin. And as part of the tour, they also get to see the 500 litre copper Italian gin still in operation, where every drop of Skellig 618 gin is made. And they also get to see the bottling line in operation as well. And then the tour concludes with a tasting of Skellig 618 gin and whiskey.
Okay, fantastic. And, you know, as a tour guide, you mentioned you worked with children for nearly two decades. So I suppose you're used to dealing with crowds and the theatrics, I suppose. But when it comes to giving a guide, you know, do you read each crowd? You know, all groups are different, I suppose, and maybe change the way that you give a tour to suit the people that are on it?
As a brand home for our spirits, we have certain things we want everyone to know about us. But the tour isn't scripted, so really the guides react to the group in front of them. So I guess it's kind of like a performance, really. So it's a different performance for a different audience every single time. And do you know what? Our team are fantastic. They're great. They're very adaptable.
And tell us, how is this summer going, summer of 2022? How's it going so far?
Summer's going very well. We launched our new booking system in April, and that allows the visitor to book on our website. Or they can also just book at the distillery reception. We are running tours 7 days a week, every hour on the hour from 11 till 5. And the gift shop is also open 7 days a week. Even if you don't do a tour, we just love for people to stop by and have a look and have a chat. Our hotel colleagues around the county have been very supportive in letting their visitors know that we are running tours. And of course, we want to make sure that our visitors then go out and easily find our gin when they leave. The visitors expect to see local spirits these days, and it's great working with the Kerry bars and restaurants. It is a gin for foodies. And it's really important that Skellig 618 is a place where there are all year round local jobs. And while we do stay open in the winter with few hours, we all do everything here, as I said before. During the winter months, our tour guides turn their attention to fulfilling online orders. We have an online shop with really beautiful gift boxes, which can be bought in the shop or shipped out by courier from the distillery. And we're also very focused on corporate gifting as well, the corporate gifting market in Ireland and the UK. So our tour guides can give their voices a rest in the winter months and focus on the fulfillment for the corporate gifting market. And that's going really well for us. So if any of your listeners out there, Mary, wants to send a beautiful gift from Kerry for a birthday or a client, we can handle all that here at the distillery. So they just need to go online and take a look.
And what is the website details?
So it's skellig618distillery.ie.
Okay, brilliant. Well, look, Norma, we are going to have to leave it there. I hope you are looking forward to a busy summer period ahead. Congratulations again to all of you there in Skellig 618 Distillery in Carrasavine. Fantastic to be awarded double gold in the International Spirits Challenge 2022 for your distillery tour. And look, the very best of luck in the future.
That's great. Thanks very much, Mary. Thanks for having me.
Norma O'Shea there, Visitor Experience Manager at Skellig 618 Distillery in Carrasavine. And massive congratulations to all of the team there on winning double gold, the highest honour in the International Spirits Challenge Awards 2022.